Skilling's lawyers will tell the justices today that all of his convictions should fall because the honest services law is so vague that it, quote, facilitates opportunistic and arbitrary prosecutions. But federal prosecutors counter that the law is appropriate because Skilling feigned loyalty to Enron and its shareholders while participating in a scheme to disguise Enron's true financial condition, thus depriving shareholders of the information they needed to make informed decisions and thereby defrauded them of his honest services. Enron's collapse put more than 5,000 people out of work, wiped out more than $2 billion in employee pensions, and rendered worthless $60 billion in Enron's stock. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.